Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cherby from the Cannes Film Festival for Fred Radio. I'm here with Oliver Lax, director of Firewall.com and competition in the Un Certain Regard section. How did the film originated? From a character, from an event, or a specific image?
It's very structural and essential, the film, because I'm shooting on the village where my mother was born. No, I'm shooting in my house, no, in this village that today is abandoned. So, you know, cinema is a ritual, no, is a invocation, and I don't know. I had, after 10 years living in Morocco, I had the need to come back to make a film about my lineage and the values of my lineage. No, I was, my parents, they left when they were very teenagers. They went to Paris to emigrate to work. And I remember when I was a child to come back there, and the road was not, I mean, it was very difficult to arrive, and it was the Middle Ages. The Middle Ages in terms of in values, you know. I really I was very touched, you know, by my grandparents and the way they lived there, the humility, the level of acceptation, of detachment. And I think my cinema is about that. It's a stoicism, you know? It's an acceptation of what life gives to you, and this feeling of, okay, I'm small and I'm okay being small, no?
How easy was it, or difficult was it, to enter the pace of that kind of life in that small village, the rhythm, the silences, because everything is really, that part of your film is really strong, because the simplicity and the difficulty of that life is very well depicted. How did you manage to be so precise and so punctual in that?
First, because we didn't want to make a psychological movie, pseudo-psychological, and how we build the actors was important. I mean, how we escape, for example, I mean, the personality of the actors, you know, and because the purpose was to go to the essence, you know. And for example, if we make Benedita more powerful, the spectator will understand, will think that interpreted, okay, she is castrating the son, she's a son with a strong mother, or if she was more
soft,
it was the opposite, no? So we didn't want it to, this kind of, I mean, I'm interested in the essence, no, in the bone, no, of human being, and the question was how.
No,
to...
No, you totally answered.
Yeah, okay. And you was talking about the rhythm. I'm from there, and my parents are from there, so I is at home, you know, this rhythm. And at the same time, I think the film reflects all my collision of rhythms that I have inside, because I'm at the same time I'm very Dionysiac and nervous and excited and excessive and volcanic, no, and inadapted, you know. And for example, the first sequence of the bulldozers reflects a little bit this energy, my anger, my rage, you know. I have a lot of rage, you know. Or the fires, no. That is also a sensitivity of these mountains. People are rude. I'm an animal. I'm a beast.
Yeah, life is tough. So for them,
yeah.
So they become tough people.
And I have that. I'm rude sometimes. My sensitivity is rude. And after also, they are sweet in these mountains. No, they are very sweet. And it's also in the film, I think. I had to stylize also this rage, you know, in my cinema, in my life, no. And there is also this sweetness, no, I think, in the of this rhythm, probably, no,
yeah,
more
exactly,
contemplative,
exactly.
More of dissolution of myself in the nature, no, dialect between me and life and nature, no, is we are dissolved, no.
Yeah, exactly.
The characters, I think, in the nature. No?
Let's talk again about the opening sequence that is so powerful: the falling of the trees and the bulldozers stopping in front of a big, huge old tree. Why such a start?
The essence of the film is in that sequence. They stop. We don't know why. Probably because it's very noble, or because it has something to this tree, and there is like a kind of mercy, no? Or there is something, no? I don't know why, but we've, and the pain stops, no? It's like when Benedetta says, when they are watching the eucalyptus, no? If they suffer, it's because, if they
make you suffer, it's
because they suffer, no? I mean, she transcends the dialects of guilt or innocent, and, you know, in Galicia we are very rural. This is a region very rural, and we are suffering a lot this rural Holocaust, no? I mean, this abandon of the rural, the fire, the eucalyptus, mafia and industries. And I wanted to this second express, not this rage, no? That we feel. No?
The film starts very strong, because mm-hmm. the first sequence, the bulldozer, and the part before the bulldozer is kind of science fiction is, you know, because you don't know. It's really powerful, and it ends with a really powerful and strong and
presentation hot. Of the yeah, character yeah. with the bridge.
With the bridges, yes. And while the rest of the film is much more slow in a good way. I mean, slow, like intimate. This.
His film we work on a more precise way than the others, the last ones. And yeah, for me it was like a symphony, no? I mean, to start. We knew that we had the fire at the end, you know, so that's why that make a balance, you know, yeah. in the film. We come back to the same energy that bulldozers, you know, at the end, and makes a unity, I think, in the film, you know, emotional and in terms of rhythm. You know? There is, we wanted to make a contention at the beginning, you know, we are in the winter, everything is close, contraction, like nature that is contracted, and slowly with the seasons, you know, there is a dilatation of the nature, dilatation of the emotions. Slowly Amador is opening, this better worker arrives, this woman, we feel the conventions of narration tell us, like spectators, okay, probably will happen something, probably Amador will adapt himself. And at the end, we arrive at the fire, no? Who makes emotions explode, no? This is my intentions. I don't know if it's on the film, you know? Okay.
Of course. And how did you work with the actor playing Amador in order to prepare for the role?
For him, it was very easy. I really like people. I like to work with people, no? It's not that I don't like actors, but in my previous films, you know, I have friends that I find very beautiful and I like to shoot them. For this film, the script was brought before and we did a casting. It's my first casting of my life. And we found Benedict and Amador in the first casting. And look at their names. They are their real names. Amador means who loves. You know, it was like, wow, how is well written the life. You know, it's amazing. And she's Benedicta, the blessed. You know, I'm the blessed, I think, to find them, you know, in the first casting, you know. So Amador, when I see him, was very clear. He's the guy. He has this spiritual scar in his face, you know. You feel sadness, but also beauty and sensitiveness, you know. You feel he's very feminine, mysterious. You feel he has a sensitivity that doesn't match with these times, hysterical times, you know, and aggressive times, you know. And so it was his fracture. His was only with his habitated silence was evoked. For me, it was clear. He has mystery. Will work. I can make a film, essential film, with him. No, with dialogues or mom, how are you? I was not interested of. With Benedetta was different because he's very powerful. She's a very powerful woman, and but too much. She's yesterday in the photo call. She was dancing in front of the photographers. I mean, I had to control her, and it's the first time that happens to me in cinema. That so always I have a frustration because between the person and the character of the script, you know, because persons is like, wow, if I can make a film about this, it deserves a film, no? But also you have your script, you know, so you have to make a dosification, no? Sometimes you are more in the person, more in the script. With Benedicta, we had to break his personality, his character. That, you know, etymologically means mask, personality, is ego.
Yeah.
It's not essence, no? And it's curious because escaping from Benedicta, apparently, we arrive more to Benedicta. She's not Benedicta in the film, but she is Benedicta, even more than the Benedicta that... it's complex. In English, I don't know if I can... And in my real life, obviously, I'm interested in psychology, but I'm not interested in personality, in character, no, in neurosis, psychological neurosis. I think that the path of human being is to break this wall of personality and to touch your essence. No, so the chance that I had the blessing I had in making this film is that these two people are very connected to their essence, very connected. She's a yogi. This woman, she eats one avocado per day, or fasting all day. I mean, she's amazing. So, only we could make an essential film with two people. You know, I don't know. Now I'm happy because I say it's more precise, but I don't know if it's the better. That I think that art has to transcend the intentions of the author, and I think that cinema. This is the adventures of cinema. That you can capture something that is not you. That's why I don't like to speak about intentions, you know, because it has to transcend myself. If it's at my level, the film is not.
But of course, I mean, you have some intentions when you start, but you don't follow them precisely. If something happens to transcend your intention, you go with it.
Yeah, obviously, always. Like you. You think that you control your life, but you are submitted to something that transcends you, and. We are slaves. So we have to accept that we are slaves to be free. No? Not to swing against the tide.
Just go with it.
This is what I learned of my grandparents, you know. Okay. I remember when they explained me about crisis moments of accidents that they had and the level of acceptation and detachment they had when they tell me this history. Is like, okay, life give us that, and that's what happened, and probably there is a reason, I don't know, but that's what life wants of me. And it's something that I think is this fatality in Amador, no? Like, we don't know if it's guilt or not, we don't care if it's guilt or not.
Yeah,
but
we don't care, you're right.
But he accepts, no, okay, I'm a... Probably one of the interpretations is a kind of martyr, or is something that purify, like fire the community. You know, it's like, I don't know.
This could be one of the potential.
Yeah, what I like is that I still have this rage I have, and at the end we understand everybody. We understand the neighbors. We understand him. We understand the mother. We have a feeling of it's complex life, and it's, you know, and. No, it's not a dialect, a dualism. No?
Yeah, you know, you're right or wrong, let's say. Thank you to Oliver Lax, director of Fire Will Come from the Un Certain Regard section here at the Cannes Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.